his jersey, and what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, I promised him a jersey last year and forgot, so he came over and gave me his, so we swapped him out.
You gave him yours?
Yeah.
Did you have it with you at that moment?
No, I brought it inside, so we have a little different team policy than everybody else. But, yeah, he's a great young player, and I always love watching him, so it's kind of the thing to do these days in the NFL.
Two questions. Did you expect to play the entire first half? Did you enjoy the opportunity to be out there in that extended period? And secondly, is kind of detachment coming up now for a month?
Yeah, I'm happy I was able to play as much as I did. Coach and I talked about it, and, you know, it was a good opportunity to get out there and play. I hadn't played much in the preseason, so just to get out there and, you know, feel like some game action. And, you know, we did a decent job of moving the ball and then turn the ball over too many times. You know, one half football, you're never going to score many points. So a bit frustrating, but, you know, hopefully, you know, all our guys can learn from it, and we got to do a lot better job next week against Arizona. It'll be a, you know, big challenge for our team.
Just as far as, you know, you're going to be gone, this is uncharted waters for you. How difficult might this be now that it stares you in the face a little?
Yeah, I think that's a good word, uncharted. So, you know, we'll just do the best we can do.
Talk about the couple of plays you made out there, the one to Keyshawn Martin, the touchdown pass, and the run that you had that you slid on.
Yeah, it was good. Keyshawn did a great job, you know, kind of springing free there and ended up being an easy play. And that was a, you know, good to get in the end zone. And it always feels good when you're able to move the ball and then finish a drive. So that was really good. And then the scramble, you know, they kind of covered everybody. And hopefully I can make a few of those plays. At least I want to be a little bit of a threat out there. I know I'm never going to be like, you know, Russell Wilson, but if I could make, you know, one or two of those a game, I think that helps us out a little bit.
Do you think the work you got tonight and last week against Carolina is going to translate at all when you come back in October? Is it going to help you get through these 4 weeks and when you come back?
Yeah, I think it all helps. I mean, it's the practices are really important, but ultimately, you know, the game decisions and, you know, getting hit, and it's all about decision-making as a quarterback, and you don't really get that. You try to replicate it in practice, but at the end of the day, you know, it's got to be, you know, game situations and real football. And that's what these games allow you to do. And I know there's a lot of guys that are trying to get ready for the season. And I was happy to have the opportunity to get out there and play, you know, more than usual tonight. Wish we'd have done a better job there in the first half, but it was you know, a lot of good learning.
Tom, are you going to watch the games, and how difficult do you think it'll be if you go?
I'm sure I'll be very curious and watching it at some level. You know, so we'll see. I'm not, you know, it's, I have never dealt with it, so we'll see.
But you do plan on watching?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Tom, what about the play of the offensive line tonight? Nate goes out early. Cameron comes in later. Landry came in as well.
Yeah.
How did they help up for you?
They did a great job. I mean, I think those guys have been a real strength of our team all camp. And, you know, I think they're so well coached, so well prepared. And, you know, this is when it all comes together. It's, you know, the team gets cut down quite a bit, and that unit really starts to gel. And, you know, the best teams that we've had, best offensive, have always had, you know, the best offensive lines. And, you know, that's the where it all starts for an offense. And being able to run the ball and protect the quarterback, and, you know, that's a critical element to every game. Controlling the line of scrimmage, and you know, our guys do a great job of that.
What have you seen from Chris Hogan so far in this preseason?
Well, Chris has worked, you know, really hard to establish a big role for himself, and you know, he continues to make plays when you get him the ball. So, you know, you got to find ways to keep doing that. He's obviously a guy who's, you know, he's played in the NFL. He's made plays on, you know, against us when he's playing for Buffalo, and you know, I think the whole team's counting on him. So this is when it all starts. You know, this is, you know, the time of year where you got to be at your best, and you know, you got to take all the lessons you've learned from the off season and from training camp, and start applying them, start putting them to use, and then see what you can make of it. And I know we got a tough, you know, we got a tough way to start on Sunday night, but you know, I have a lot of confidence our team will be ready to go.
Is there a message that you're gonna try and convey to everybody as a group before you leave, or is there one thing that you'd like them to remember for the month?
I think, you know, our coaches do such a great job of that. And like I said the other day, we've had, you know, so many great leaders on our team that, you know, have always stepped in and filled the void. So, you know, Coach Belichick does a great job getting the team prepared and motivated. And, you know, they're going to understand what they need to do in order to win. I'll be, you know, cheering like hell. So I know our fans do that too. And I don't know how much it helps us win, but, you know, that's what you do when you're watching.
Tom, you've known about the suspension. suspension, obviously, for a while now, but to now be on the cusp of it. Is it a sad time? Is there an emotion attached to it?
I haven't thought about it much, so I always take it as it comes and then just do the best I could do. Thank you, guys.